Father, we bless your name. We honor you. You are worthy to be praised. We exalt you. You are God. You are not a man. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love, O Lord. We honor you. You are worthy to be praised. We bow before you. We say you are God and you are God forever. Thank you for your mercy and for your love. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this morning. You are worthy to be praised. We exalt you. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy over us. They are new every morning. For great is your mercy. For great is your love. For great is your kindness over us. We bless you for protection, for provision. Oh, Lord, we honor you. Father, we bless you. You are God from beginning to the end, and there is no place for argument. You are God, and you are God all by yourself. Thank you, Father. And this morning, Lord, we are before you. We pray, Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 22nd of September, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his kindness over you. Thank the Lord for his mercy, for his favor, for his love for you, for his love towards you. Is God and is God forevermore. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning this day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my day is blessed. I declare that my week is blessed. My day, my week is favored. In the name of Jesus. Oh, this day, this week, I am blessed and I am favored. In the name of Jesus, I declare that this week, the works of my hand is blessed, because my hand carries the grace of God. Whatsoever I lay my hands upon, even though dead or dying, comes back to life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, as I wake up today, good news surrounds me. Good news all around me. In the name of Jesus. Tragedy is not my portion. Story that leads to tragedy will not come to me. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I am the beloved of the Lord. The hand of the Lord defends me. In the name of Jesus. I declare that when the enemy come to eat up my flesh, they stumble and they fell, because the Lord is my strength. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is with me. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom will I be afraid? In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I reject any form of untimely death. In the name of Jesus. Oh, he has said in his word, I shall not die but live. Not just to live alone, but to declare the glory of the Lord, to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, I shall not die but live, because I have the life of Christ in me. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, my seat is not in the corners of death. My seat is not in the corners of sickness and infirmity. I am seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places, because in him I live, in him I do all that I do, in him I have my being. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, the lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. Hey, my heritage is blessed and my portion is godly. In the name of Jesus, I declare that shame and reproach is far from me. In the name of Jesus, I am a garden that is watered by the Lord. I am watered and I bring out my fruit in and out of season. I am planted in the hand of the Lord. I am planted in the court of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare upon myself this week, my vessel is a worthy host for God's anointing. In the name of Jesus, I am sanctified by the blood of Jesus and I stand upon his grace. In the name of Jesus, I declare untimely death, accidental death, whatever kind of death that is decorated into this week is far from me. In the name of Jesus, the grace of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon me this week. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the works of my hands are blessed. It is the Lord that teaches my hands to make profit. I make profit this day, this week. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord and I declare, I cancel every language of infirmity, language of sickness, language of diseases that is spoken into this day, that is spoken into this week. I cancel you in the name of Jesus. I declare that the favor of the Lord compel men to arise for my help speedily. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless me with the blessings of men. The favor of the Lord surrounds me in the name of Jesus. My today is blessed. My tomorrow is more blessed. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord bless me with the gift of men. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that men will be of help to me this week. In the name of Jesus, I declare that delay is broken over my life. I speak concerning myself this week that no weapon that is put together to stand against me will prosper. In the name of Jesus, any weapon that is put together to come against me this week, to fashion against me this week, they will not stand. They will not prosper in their enterprise. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that the Lord frustrates the tokens of the enemy over my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day, this week, that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. I'm excited to inform you that by the grace of God, our program is this week, 25th of September, the last Thursday of the month of September at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University. National Open University is right behind Tafo Arena at Ijokodo Junction along Sango Eleele Road on Thursday 25th, 12 p.m. on the dot. We are starting. It's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. Remember, the last one we heard was Battle Axe. This time, the Lord is asking us to call unto Him. That is from the book of Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. The Lord is going to grant you access to His mind. He's going to lay His hand upon you. His light is going to shine upon you. So beloved, count it a time for you to come and renew your strength before the Lord in Zion. The Lord bless you as you join our ranks in calling the Lord, in accessing that which He has prepared for us for this season. The Lord bless you. By the grace of God, today's Monday, I'm going to declare the word of the Lord upon you as you step out today. Don't forget that our anchor scripture for the month of September is in the book of Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. Call unto me and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Beloved, before I declare the word of the Lord unto you, let me bring to remembrance, by the grace of God, we have spoken to you from the first week of this month, telling you what it means to call unto the Lord, for you to be able to sit down, call upon the Lord, and have access to that which the Lord has prepared for you. Call unto Him in prayer. Stop murmuring. Stop complaining. Stop murmuring. Stop the complaints. Look up unto Him. Call unto Him. He has said He will answer you. Call unto Him, He will answer you, and He will show you great and mighty things. He's going to grant you access. He will show you which way you will go. He will shine His light upon your path. He will point you to the direction where you are supposed to go. The Lord bless you as you go this week in the name of Jesus. I want you to read with me the book of Psalm 50 verse 15. The scripture says, "And call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." Call upon the Lord in the day of trouble. Anytime, call upon Him. He said, "I will deliver you, and you will glorify me." Beloved, I declare over your life as you go today, I call forth the manifestations of God's blessing over your life. In the name of Jesus, I call forth the manifestations of your blessing, the manifestations of your prophecy. In the name of Jesus, I declare that your day, your life, come in alignment with the prophecy that has been declared over you. In the name of Jesus, as you step out today, all that surrounds you walk in alignment to the fulfillment of God's blessing over your life. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, I call to reality the manifestations of the favor of the Lord upon your life. For this is your set time to be shown mercy. This is your set time to be favored. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare over your life that in the name of Jesus, you cannot be delayed anymore. In the name of Jesus, I declare upon your life that today, this week, You walk upon your high places. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 13, the Lord will make you ride on the high places of the earth in the name of Jesus, that you might eat the increase of the feet, and the Lord make you to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinting rock in the name of Jesus. This is your portion as you go this week in the name of Jesus. I declare it again, that the Lord make you to walk upon your high places. The Lord make you to ride on the high places of the earth in the name of Jesus. The Lord make you to eat of the increase of the feed, and that the Lord make you to suck the honey out of the rock, and you will extract oil out of the flinting rock in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord over your life. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 19. The Lord God is your strength in the name of Jesus, and he will make your feet like the ant's feet, and he will make you to walk upon your high places in the name of Jesus. The Lord anoint your feet. The Lord make you to walk upon the high places of this week. The Lord grant you access to the blessings of the feet, to the honey that is in the rock, and to the oil that is inside the flinting rock in the name of Jesus. I declare over your life that as you go into this week, you are a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I declare over your life that in the name of Jesus, oh, you are a symbol of glory and strength. You are not a testimony of death and sickness. The strength of the Lord is poured out unto you. The Lord anoints you with the oil of grace. The Lord anoints you with the oil of joy and gladness in the name of Jesus. I declare over you this week that your harvest is preserved in the name of Jesus. Evil visitation that takes away harvest is cancelled over your life in the name of Jesus. Your land is no longer cursed. Your land is blessed in the name of Jesus. The blessings of the Lord proceed before you upon the earth, proceed before you upon your business this week, proceed before you unto people that will look unto you. They will see you and they will call you blessed. The earth is blessed because of you in the name of Jesus. The word of the Lord goes into the earth that is underneath you. The earth will bring forth blessing, bring forth an increase for you in the name of Jesus. Evil cycle is canceled over you in the name of Jesus. Evil patterns that stands against the grace of God over your life, patterns that are against you, that is contrary to the grace of God upon your life, is canceled by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. The Lord give you access to revelation. The Lord give you access to hidden treasures. The Lord give you access to hidden opportunities in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. Oh, your day is blessed. The works of your hands are blessed in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Your going out is a blessing, and your coming back is with testimony in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Let me remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. Our Lord and Master is coming. Remember, that which we have been observing this month is called unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you the way by which you have access to the answer that has been promised is when your life is in accordance with the word of the Lord. Give your life to the Lord Jesus. If you had gone back from him, return to him. Behold, the Lord is ready to accept you. He is ready to show you great and mighty things which you have never seen, which you have never heard. Come back to the Lord. And for those that you are inside the kingdom already, stand firm on his word. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Our Lord is coming. For our hope is not only in this world. He's coming. His grace is upon your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.